What does he do for a living?
He's a skyscraper.
What? This bitch said her boyfriend or husband is a skyscraper. There can't be anyone on earth that dumb. Welcome back, Rare Breeds. Make sure you hit that like button. It's the only thing that's gonna make this video and our channel grow. And after you hit the like button, go ahead and comment like squad in the comment section. To all my new watchers, I entertain and educate men, as well as roasting these goofy ass bras into oblivion. Sound like something you interested in? Hit the subscribe button and hit the bell. And I can get kicked off this platform any day now. So to support the content, join my Patreon, or you can also join my free community on locals.com. Links below. And this is a Rare Breed double feature, so make sure you stay to the end for both parts.
I wish I had a big brother to tell me this, so I'm gonna be that person for you. Bruh, stop trying to look cool, bruh. That makes you look lame. On my mama, like, bruh, just relax, bruh, chill. Just be yourself, bruh, like, you good.
Yeah, I've been saying this for years. A lot of dudes out there, they trying to be that guy. They want to be the man. They want to be cool. They want people to look at them a certain way. To me, those are the lamest motherfuckers on planet Earth. You know, like them dudes who, like, they in the gym all the time and they always got the little tight shirts on and they always walking around with their chest poked out, like, chill. Or the dude who got the nice car and he gonna make sure you see that motherfucker or you see the keychain or something. Or the dude in the business suit who work in a fancy office and he always letting you know what he do and he's so into himself. The guys who think they the coolest and the toughest are the lamest. I stand by that.
So what did you think of Mike?
I thought he wasn't hot enough for how bad his personality is, so I think you should break up with him. Plus, the only reason you're even dating him is because you're afraid that no other guy is ever going to commit to you. Let's go get churros!
If there's any ladies listening to this, don't ask your friends advice on your boyfriend. They're going to hate on him. They don't want to lose their friend. So they're going to make sure all your relationships fail if they have anything to do with it, so you can hang out with their loser ass all the time. Because Lord knows they're never going to find a man because they're terrible people. If you want to have a happy life and a happy family, you probably need to cut off most, if not all, your current single friends. They're not going to bring any good in your life. Most of them, most of the time.
What does he do for a living?
He's a skyscraper.
What?
Say again.
Okay, she laughs, so I'm hoping she's trolling. Let's see how it work out. This bitch said her boyfriend or husband is a skyscraper. There can't be anyone on earth that dumb. There can't be. I refuse to believe it. And what am I talking about husband? She ain't got no motherfucking husband. Her boyfriend, I mean. If he even that. Because, you know, a lot of women be thinking a certain guy's their boyfriend, but it's really just their fuck buddy. So who knows? But the guy that she dealing with, she said that motherfucker a skyscraper. I mean, is he the dude that cleaned the windows on the building? I mean, at least let it be that, because I could see kind of where she would have been coming from as a complete moron.
Oh, man.
Say again. He does what?
I say he's a skyscraper. That's what I said.
What does that mean?
Well, let's just simplify it. He puts elevators into buildings.
And she probably an educated woman. She probably has a college degree that she brag about all the time. Another example of why women need men in their lives. Even lesbos, they need a male mentor, a father figure that's heavily in their life or something.
You know, a skyscraper is a building.
Well, that's the work he does, sir. That's what he considers himself. That's the job title that he gave, and that's what I'm giving you.
Oh, my God.
So this guy's officially been my BF for the past 2 months and it's been going pretty well. But I was with him recently and we were fooling around and my pants came off. He had me sitting on his lap facing him and he said, "Can you lose weight for me? Can you do that?" And later...
Okay, alright. I know we hard on thoughts over here at Rare Breed Theory, but damn, bro. In the middle of a sexual encounter, you thought to bring that up? Okay, fellas, that's a bad idea. If you're dating a chick and you want to lose weight, the absolute worst time to bring it up is when you're about to hit them skins. Their relationship may never be the same about that. Women are extremely insecure about their bodies. We know that. That doesn't mean that us men can't have our preferences, but not when you're about to hit it, bro. She's going to be self-conscious as fuck, even more so than ever now. for the rest of the relationship. That was a bad move. Let's continue.
He texted me asking me to change my hair so that it's not always just straight. I'm 5'6", 160 pounds, so I'm a little chubby, I guess, but he's not super in shape either. Neither of us are super overweight or obese at all, we're just not skinny. Half of me is like, fuck him, if he wasn't attracted to me because of my weight, why would he date me in the first place? And if he doesn't like me how I am, why do I want to be with him? But another part of me is wondering if it's a reasonable request. I don't know if I go along with it. I feel like I'm being subservient and that just feels weird. Thoughts?
If I was going to give advice to the woman, which I guess that's what I'm here to do, I would tell her to go ahead and try to lose weight. Not for him, but just for yourself. I mean, it's a win-win, I guess. Granted, you were right when you said if he didn't like how I look, why would he, you know, be in a relationship with me? That's a fair point. That's the thing, fellas. If you start dating a chick that's a little chubby, you can't really get on her for being a little chubby. Now, if she go overboard with it, you could say something like, look, I was cool with a little bit of chub, but now, you know, you're a tub of lard. Okay, don't say it like that. I'm just being funny, but you know what I mean. If she blow up at some point, yeah, you could say something. But if she was 180 when you met her and you made her your girlfriend, hey. I mean, you could try to motivate her to get in shape a little bit, but not make it like a hard line, because that's what you signed up for. But look, miss, nothing wrong with being subservient to a good man. So that also plays a part. Is he a good man worth keeping? If he is, yeah, try to lose the weight. But then the part that the guy not understanding is, once she lose the weight, she might get a big head and jump back on Tinder. So just keep that in mind, bro, if you're willing to lose her. But hey, maybe this a dude that get bitches, and that's why he had the balls to say that. But yeah, miss, go ahead and lose the weight. It's better for you either way. Even if you lose the guy, it's still good that you lost the weight.